With MSONewsSports.com, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm at the office of Fire Chief Eric Smith in Gloucester at Gloucester Fire Headquarters, along with Fire Captain Tom LaGrande, and both were at the scene this morning. Chief, we'll start with you. The fire at Hammond Street, a tragedy this morning. Can you give me how this thing take place? How were you guys notified?
Yeah, the call came in early in the morning. The initial call, I believe, was at 3:42. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that was about the time that the call came into the station. There was numerous calls to the dispatch, both the police and direct into our building. So when the guys got out the door, short response, and on their arrival, found the second floor fully involved, with flame showing from all four sides of the building. They darkened the fire down from the outside, made an interior attack on the fire up to the second floor. That's where they found the first victim, or I should say the only victim. But that was where they located the victim. Unfortunately, there was so much fire both on that floor as well as the attic space that it just drove the crews down. It was too much fire for the amount of water that we have in a standard hose line. It takes, you know, large streams to manage an entire floor of a house that is burning simultaneously. So they backed off, put that fire down, simultaneously conducting a search on what is the tenable floor, which is the first floor. It's very clear when you pull up on a fire like that, if there's someone on a floor that's fully involved in fire, the chances of survival are basically zero. And so we're looking, you know, where the opportunity to find someone alive is, which is the first floor, which was conducted right away. So that is kind of, the situation that they pulled up to, a very well-involved fire, likely on the call from the residents that noticed it because of the amount of fire that woke people up at, 3:04 in the morning. And so things went well. We only had one injury on our side of it, one firefighter that was injured and evaluated at the hospital. And beyond that, the ME is handles the identification, so we can't release any information, regarding identification. That's their area. The fire marshal's office was out and conducted the fire investigation, so we're awaiting law enforcement and the fire marshal's office to give us all the particulars regarding the circumstances, who the individual was, and what they feel was the specific, cause and origin of the fire, and then that information will be released from the appropriate offices once it's made available in public.
All right, that's Chief Smith and Fire Captain Tom LaGrande. Tom, the logistics, how'd you guys, what'd you see when you get there and so on, and who was in charge and all the details?
Well, the Chief summed it up pretty well. We received the call around 3:45 in the morning, and we had numerous phone calls even before we left the building, and with the cross chat and the police radio, we understood what we had when we got there. Deputy Chief Steve Aiello was the incident commander. He was the shift commander last night. Engine 1 arrived on scene, and we found, as the chief said, the second floor heavily involved in fire. We established the water supply as quickly as we could, and in the meantime, we run off of tank water. We used a 2.5-inch hand line, which is a bigger hand line for a house fire, but with the volume of fire, it was warranted. Usually, it's for commercial application or a larger volume of fire. And we were able to knock the fire down, the large amount of fire from the outside, so we could conduct an interior search. We knew, as the chief said, that the second floor was untenable, so we concentrated the first search on this first floor to see if perhaps the occupant that we had the report of had made it, in fact, to the first floor, but he hadn't. We advanced a hand line up to the second floor, worked it inside for a period of time until the fire took off in the attic space. We couldn't reach from where we were. We did locate the victim while we were in there on the second floor, but we were pulled out for a time being. Attacked the fire again from the exterior, darkened it down, and then went inside and mopped up.
Tom, that house is about halfway up the hill. Is there a fire hydrant nearby?
There was one at either end of the street. So we had one at the top of the hill and one down at the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
We had laid a line. They laid a line from the engine down to the bottom of the hill and pumped up.
How many guys did you have there? Did you have more than one engine?
Yes, it would have been engine 1 was out of headquarters. We had two other engines respond. And when we strike a second line, they get all the on-duty guys will be there, as well as the mutual aid companies that will come in.
And how long were you guys there?
I got back to the station a little after 7 o'clock, so 3 hours.
Okay. Chief, anything else you want to mention about this one?
No, the guys responded, did a great job. Obviously, we would have hoped for a better outcome, but when a fire is that advanced on the call, and those are the conditions that you find on arrival. There's really not a lot you can do to change that kind of outcome. That outcome is already predetermined and really is already in the past. The opportunity to make a difference is gone by, and then we just follow up with the regular routine operations and make sure that nobody else is in the vicinity of being hurt, control the fire, and try to manage it.
Tom, I do have one more question. It's very windy today. The conditions early this morning, and then from driving by the scene, it looks like you were able to save the structure.
Yes, we were able to save the structure. As I said, the fire was all on the second floor. Fortunately for us, there was a lull in the weather conditions overnight. The winds we had yesterday had laid down a little bit. The wind didn't start picking up until the sun came up around 6 o'clock, 5:30. By then, the fire was knocked down, and we were investigating the cause.
Okay. All right, that's Fire Captain Tom LeGrande along with Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.